Dentonic explained the hard light gall spire was simply a way of masking construction of a new, better-than-ever version of the attraction. Dentonic said that the hard light stand-in had been previously announced, but all the sites, like ours, just missed it somehow. We are so, so sorry. We are, of course, saddened that some overenthusiastic ephemera rogues decided to spoil the surprise, said CEO Evelyn Denton, but rest assured that once the new castle is completed next fiscal year, it will have been well worth the wait. As an added bonus, Dentonic announced that a new exclusive AR lens would insert the gall spire into any family photos you take before the new castle is completed. Holding out for the real thing? We hope you never know when to stop dreaming.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Adventure Zone Steeplechase, episode 25. If you remember from our last episode, Poppy's Pals, these three roustabouts before you.
I prefer ne'er-do-well, but...
ne'er-do-wells, okay.
Stinkers.
Stinkers.
Yeah,
stinkers,
little stinkers.
However you like.
Just buttholes.
Buttholes.
Asshole dickweed.
These asshole dickweeds just destroyed / stole a castle that everybody was just wild about. I mean, just absolutely.
Well, I guess you could say, Justin, we liberated people's perceptions, man.
Wow, because
they were being...
man.
They were being fooled by the man, and we came in there and we showed them the truth, man.
Yeah,
we opened their eyes.
It was kind of performance art. It wasn't really a heist. It was performance art.
Yeah, sure. Man. Yeah. A protest, really, against capitalism.
Big protest against capitalism, essentially.
But like a protest, right? Because we're all brothers in Christ.
Yeah, man. Like, we're still doing cool shit, like being cool about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So we won...
Welcome to the Adventures in Steeplechase. You all just completed your last heist, which means it's time to get what's coming to you.
Well, I guess that's true because we had Shroog smuggle them out, right? So we just got out clean.
Yeah. I mean, Shroog.
Yeah, that was our best work yet, I think. I did explode my leg.
Yeah,
which is gonna take some doing.
Yeah,
but my elbow got fixed. Accidentally, sure. In a chiropractic manner, by Beef.
You're great. Welcome.
So we're going to do...
That's Dr. Beef now.
Dr. Beef, right.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to... We're going to do payoff here in just a little bit. Heat was smooth and quiet, low exposure. I don't think
God, can you believe that?
I don't think it was that.
I fired a bazooka at a big machine.
I mean, they may not have known that it was you, but they did know something's happening.
Something weird happened
with the castle.
I would say it's a general heat.
Is a four? Does a four feel?
Well, wait a minute. Let me ask you a question about this heat business.
Yeah.
I have a question. Isn't a component of it whether or not we will be actually blamed for it? Doesn't that determine heat?
Yeah, high exposure is one of the things for four heat, and I don't think we exposed ourselves.
No, we didn't.
Okay.
A big crime happened.
But in the immediate moment, you may not have had eyewitnesses. Like, you weren't arrested on site. I will grant you that, right?
Sure.
But, like, people
yeah,
could go around and be like, okay, if I'm a detective, my first stop is, let's say, Dave Ballista, who sells rockets. Like, now, has anybody weird or perverted, let's say, come in talking Justin, a lot about boners Justin, and blowing up castles?
Yes. Listen here, Justin, I've been watching a lot of procedurals lately, and what you're talking about is circumstantial evidence.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, that's a lot of circumstantial evidence. Without putting us on the scene...
Yeah,
man, there's a lot of, like, did we punch a guy named Justin who worked at a hotel? Yeah. Did we ask a lot of questions about the stuff that happened?
Sounds great, yeah. Justin.
Okay.
But we didn't. Syzygy Craig did.
Yeah, that perfect. Yeah. Everyone remembers that particular name.
And everybody's ephemera name that we all used aliases, and one of us was wearing a mask.
And so four feels good.
So four it he feels
good. It does. Four Justin, now here's what I want you to look in your heart, Justin. If we get four he, we'll raise our wanted level to two.
Oh, cool. Man. So, okay. How about three heat?
No, let's do four heat. Come on.
Yeah, listen, I'm fine. I'm just letting you know.
Okay. Don't get caught. Don't get caught. My dream, okay, wanted level two is several months of incarceration. My, like, ripcord then is, like, worst comes to worst, they get a dry spell at the old imagination factory. Y'all are going down. Several months of jail time sounds like a perfect break for the J-Man to kind of rebuild, renew. Get y'all in prison through the summer. Let me have a chill few months.
Well, even Danny Ocean went away for a while and, got out.
Do we run the math on the other plus one heat for a high-profile, well-connected target?
I mean, yeah, so you started at a three, and then we just added...
I already bumped it up.
Okay, good. Who has some downtime activities they'd like to pursue?
Are we going to do that before payoff?
Yeah, I'm going to hold off on payoff for a little bit. And then downtime activity or vice, whatever. I mean, we can keep it loose. These are supposed to be loose sessions. We have gone back to Eustabin, so you know. That seemed to you, I know we didn't discuss this, but it seemed like a good place to sort of reset after such a big caper. So unless you are opposed to that, I think it would be a good place to start from. If that's all right by you all. I also wanted to return to some place we've spent some time before to try to tie some threads together. So I have placed the map of Eustabin before you. Downtime activities or vice, whatever anybody wants to pursue, I'm here for you.
Could I get Spoker to come down to...
God, Eustabin. I hate it when you guys heal. I have to every time. It's like a whole fresh nightmare.
I got the rule right here.
You got it? Okay.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, I'm thinking like in the back room of Poppy's place, I send a wire up to Spoker asking for her services. Her medical services. Her surgical services.
Okay. This terrible care. I'm going to kill Stoker.
Spoker.
You see? You see, Griffin?
Toker.
Okay, hold on. I want some consistency. Now, it's just Stoker slash the doctor. Okay.
If this helps you, some people call her the Space Cowboy.
That does not help me.
Sure.
Not a lot. Like three
All
people.
Right, I got her.
It has not caught on.
I got her. She's here. Cool. Hey. Ooh. Yeah.
Yep.
Gross. What happened to you?
Yeah, here's your problem right here. I have identified. Do not worry about the sort of analysis of the situation. I do not need a diagnosis. My leg exploded.
Where are we doing this, by the way? Did she come to you at the Darkade?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So I believe, if I'm feeling it out right, one, two...
Ooh, don't feel it. You'll get infection.
Three different places has the bone become sundered. And so I do need you to do that thing you do.
Oh, yeah. All right, hold on.
I got my biting stick right here. I'm going to just
go ahead and pop that in.
And
here are your leeches whenever you are ready.
Give me a second. And you see Stoker's putting just big balls of wax.
It is Spoker.
Stoker or Spoker. Both are good.
First name, Stoker. Last name, Stoker. Stoker.
It's like a Mario. Stoker Spoker. Well, it's like Mario Garia.
Yeah.
Stoker Spoker. The Midnight Toker. Okay.
Did you guys know that his full name is Wario Mario? And when he's in, like, it's like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde thing, is he is both Mario and Wario. And I don't know why people don't talk about this more.
No.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Spoker, I believe historically, her quality has, I think, is one.
You see her, what, you see Stoker, I keep meaning to mention this. You see Stoker put a huge wad of something into her mouth and start chewing.
What is that?
It's corn.
What?
It's corn?
She takes it out.
Oh.
It's wax. It's wax.
Why are you chewing
wax? I don't have all this fancy gear you all have, so I make a lot of use of wax. Beeswax. I have access to it. We got some apiaries down here.
All right.
So I use that for sorry, I got a little bit of my teeth. All right.
That's the worst sound I've ever heard.
Begin the operation. Hey, Beef was also there, and he was like, listen, I'm just winded, so I'm just going to lay down on the table. I'm just going to take a deep breath, lay down here to heal that one up.
I got to warn you, this wax thing is the closest I've had to a character, so it's probably going to be a pretty big thing.
Okay. I'm just gonna rest so that I get unwinded.
All right, I'm ready. Let's go, baby.
I think that's 1d6 for a Spoker.
Okay, here comes that roll.
You want me to do it?
No, probably you should do it.
5, thank Christ.
Oh, good.
Okay. On a 5, clear lesser harm, move moderate harm down 1. So I'm going to, let's see, let's take off a nasty scratch. I'm still recovering from surgery. And we're going to move shattered leg down to a minor harm. So what is this? Super recovery. Recovering from a different surgery. Recovering from second surgery.
Okay.
Okay, so now I have 2 minor harms. Which is, we'll need to do something about eventually, but
that's a tomorrow problem.
That's a tomorrow problem. Okay, so. All right. That feels better already.
Well, I'm glad I could be of service.
Oh, wait. As long as you're here.
Yeah.
And though it is absolutely terrifying to think of how you're going to use your wax to deal with this issue, but I received a rather severe shock, and I have a level 2 and a level 1. Is it possible you could wax heal me, please?
Sure, I gotta go get some more wax. Hold on.
Oh, God.
I'm gonna black out over here, if that's okay. If you need me, just go ahead and rouse me.
Hold on, it's
from
in my canteen. Yeah. Calm down. Oh,
I think... I'm gonna
once again, I'm just going to lay down.
Do you all have any scoopers?
Hey. Oh, God.
Do y'all have any scoopers for getting the wax? It's all right.
I'm just going to lay down over here and take a nap.
We're all going to become unconscious, and you do what you need to do.
I don't need any wax. Oh. Don't do what you think you need to do.
Come on over, Electro. Let me look at this.
Oh, I just thank Pan it's not earwax. Oh, that
would thank Pan?
Whoa. Oh, wait a minute.
Twist. Who saw this coming, fucking polytheistic?
Oh.
Not as good. A 3.
Wait, why did Travis roll?
Because I'm resting to cure my windedness.
Okay.
Clear lesser harm.
Yeah, that's all I needed.
All right, and Dad?
Okay.
1d6, Dad. Another 3. So, Dad, 3. You can clear lesser harm, but you can't bring your moderate harm down 1 unless you spend a coin to.
I think I'll spend a coin. So I can take the 1 out because I have a.
Yes.
Right, a 1. So I could get rid of that. Mm-hmm. And spend a coin. Let me get rid of one of my coins. Okay. And roll again, right?
No, you just bump up the level. So you can spend a coin to bump up the level of your result.
Yes.
And would that get, that would be a 4
that
would, then,
that
right?
gets rid of 1, That gets rid of one lesser harm and moves your moderate harm down into basically the
slot. Yeah, so when you spend a coin, it doesn't increase the number by one. It increases the level by one. So you went from, what, I guess a mixed success to a full success or whatever?
I believe stress relief is the only one that you actually roll again since it's like a straight
all
math
thing. So I'm down to... still haven't figured out what the effect of shocked is except for the wild Anthony Geary from UHF Hair.
It's kind of cool.
Good reference.
It might come in at some point.
Great.
I kind of hijacked your session there, Ditto. Sorry.
It's all good.
Hey, everybody needs to get healed. It's fine.
Yeah, we were all kind of just resting up.
Cool. So we all have one downtime activity now.
Yep.
Okay. Well, someone else.
We need to do downtime activities together more. That was fun. That was good.
That was nice, wasn't it? What do you? Hey, listen. This is a good idea. You're the three of you just got treated, and Stoker's like, all right. Well, y'all need anything else? Listen, here's the thing with the beeswax. Try to lay still for like a half hour, let it set, and don't pick at it because it's gonna start to itch, and you'll be extremely tempted. But let it set, all right? And then Stoker packs up her canteen full of wax and walks out. And the three of you are like just laying here. You can't move. There's nothing to like do. So. Who breaks the silence?
I think.
Okay.
Well, so Dad just said his own name, so I'm gonna vote for Griffin here.
Okay.
Boys, I know that we all got our lumps, but I believe this is the start of a new day for our little outfit, which, according to the charter here, says Poppy's Pals. We've got to do better than that.
Oh, yes. I think there's bad word of mouth from that name.
The Night Ravens. Something sort of
I don't know how that would encourage people to come hang out and play games. You?
Okay. The true gamers.
Hashtag Leap Boys.
This is getting worse by the minute. Our Poppy's Pals is actually feeling better than everybody.
But it kind of makes it sound like we like hanging out with Poppy. That's like
nice. And I fucking hate that old man, that old pervert shithead.
Yeah, but to have the sign repainted, that would come at some cost.
We have a sign.
All the materials, the letterhead, all that would cost. I mean, to change it.
What about just, maybe change it through erasure instead of just make it like Pee-Pee Boys and we just take off the oppies and the owls?
I think that would attract the wrong kind of clientele.
That's fair,
It would be Pee-Pee Pal. Pee-Pee Pals.
Pee-Pals.
Pee-Pee Pals.
The pop pals, pose pals.
Maybe we take the letters and we mix them all around like a Captain Underpants joke.
Okay. Polyps.
Pop lace. Pop lace. Populous. The populous.
Populous?
That's nothing.
Populists. Populous.
Knock, knock. Poppy. It's Poppy.
Jesus Christ.
No. Oh.
Come on.
And we're all laying down. That's really bad.
I just wanted to see if y'all are doing okay.
He's talking through the door. I was kind of hoping y'all would talk in a serious fashion about how you're feeling and kind of connect a bit, but you seem to just be doing
the fuck out.
Just you're doing kind of an improv run. I was hoping you'd talk, you know.
Is there anything
on? I never know what's going on with y'all, so I have to eavesdrop. So I was hoping you'd talk about how you're feeling or how you feel about each other.
If we talk about that, will you get the fuck out?
We will talk about how we are feeling for 60 uninterrupted seconds. If you promise you will not come back in this room for the rest of the week.
All right, you got it.
Close the door.
Wait a minute. No, let's listen.
You can be here for this.
Steps away. He trusts you.
He's really gone.
We have to kill that old man.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm feeling loathing. That's what I'm feeling.
Okay, listen. In all seriousness, we finished that job, but I never felt in control of what was happening the whole time. Like, it felt like it was just always like one hair's breadth away from getting away from us.
That's kind of our MO, isn't it?
That's the MO of every great thief. That's
it's not.
Listen, It is, though. Listen, it's not about who can come up with the best plan. That is a falsehood that has been promoted by cinema for far too long. Being a good thief is about rolling with the changes. Or the punches, because sometimes the punching happens. And I would say that is a skill that we possess in great quantities. I have been doing this for a long time, fellas, and I think that this little union we've got going on here is something very special.
Yeah,
and you all should feel very proud of yourselves.
Well, if I may bring up a point, then, I would like to establish at some point that we're going to begin renovations on Poopy's Place, or whatever we decide to. Actually, that's worse, isn't it? Poopy's Place. I have some ideas to start incorporating some of the technology that we have absconded with to
love this.
Start making the changes to our facility. And, you know, I've got a plan about, I have something I'm working on here in downtown.
Can I bring it back? Sorry, boys. So you guys are happy with the way that that went? You wouldn't have done it any different?
Are we in jail or dead right now?
No, but it seems like we're getting closer and closer to it, doesn't it? Right? Like, yeah. That was not a quiet job. That's the kind of job that they come looking for you after.
Well, but you have become more cautious in our days together, Beef. I'm not saying that's good or bad, but you've become more cautious. Montrose, you seem to become more reckless and...
That is the whole dichotomy that makes this whole operation work.
And I have no idea what I am.
You're just a genius.
Well.
Listen,
roll sway on that one.
Not necessary. Listen, Beef, I understand your hesitation. This was our first, I would say, big boy job. One that didn't involve trying to fuck a hologram. Or eating a metal pin. This was a real one, and we are going to be noticed, but not by the authorities. We were far too slick for that. Job offers are going to come just pounding down our door. I do agree that we should have a nicer door. Sort of keep up appearance.
Beef, what are you thinking? What is your end game in this discussion? Do you think we should plan more or bring in help, or what do you want to achieve?
I mean, honestly, my thought process is this has all been a bit of a slippery slope to get to this point. And is our end goal just to get the next job? Right? Is it just job to job? Because, like, I don't know about you guys, and I came here to, like, work and make money and try to, like, rebuild a bit of the Beef Punchly brand. And I would say quantifiably the opposite of that has happened. And I am back to being a bit on the run in a way that I was trying to avoid. And I just don't know what our end goal is. I mean, at this point, it just feels like, believe me when I say, guys, I've had a bit of experience in the past, and, like, the deeper you get into shit like this, the less options you end up having to get out of it. And you're right, Montrose, it's going to get attention, right, from people on this side of it, but that's not always going to be good, because in this line of work, it also means when we start doing, as you call them, big boy jobs, we're going to appear to be competition for people who don't so much like competition. The buttercream is full of people who do this, and up until now, we've been doing goofball jobs like fucking holograms and swallowing pens, and now we're on a level where we are taking jobs away from other people. Did you consider that?
Yes. He has a point.
You do have a point. I guess I'm a bit confused, because I did think that that is sort of your pillar in this family, is sort of defense against anyone who would do us harm.
Beef, please do not take this as me being dismissive or rude. This is a purely opt-in arrangement. If you are uncomfortable with the amount of heat that we are bringing down on ourselves, if you do wish to, as you say, rebuild the Beef Punchly brand, I will not begrudge you if you wish to walk away. But I would ask you to think about what brought you here in the first place. And I mean the true answer. I don't think that you came to rot away in the back room of some arcade run by an old, weird asshole. I think that you came here for something bigger. And if you can honestly look at the job that we just did, at the work that we just accomplished, which let me tell you, those competitors up in the buttercream, I can't think of too many that could swing what we just swung. If that
hey,
just,
hey!
Yes?
I was listening through the door. It sounds like you guys are going to have an opening on the main team. It's Benson.
What?
Benson.
Oh, Benson, yeah.
Yeah, I've finished the work you wanted me to do with your robots, and now I've just been staring at a wall. But if you got an opening, if he wants to quit, I'll be on your team.
You hear that, Beef? It would be a smooth one-in-one out.
No, it wouldn't. No, it wouldn't.
And cut.
No.
Hey, what's it? Okay, next. That was good, guys. Good talking. Good role-playing, and I liked it. But now I have other things to do. But I didn't
Justin,
want to
is this how you direct
that.
Children's theater when you do it? Do you just say like, all right,
feels
good.
Like it.
Good next.
Yeah, I say good acting, and then I tell them to leave.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about when it's tough acting?
Okay, come on. Boom. Okay.
Hey, a couple of quick announcements, too, before we get back to the episode. We've got a bunch of cool stuff over at macromerch.com. If you haven't checked it out, you need to go do that. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will be donated to Border Angels. Macromerch.com, check that out. Also, Griffin's book, The Stowaway, is out now. It's a choose-your-own-adventure. Go to bit.ly/GriffinStowaway and get all the information there or find it at a local bookstore.
Thank you, Travis.
You're welcome, Griffin. And Justin's great, too. He does cool things.
Whatever.
All right. Back to the show.
The following pro wrestling contest is scheduled for one fall. Making their way to the ring from the Tights and Fights podcast are the baddest trio of audio, the hair to beware, Danielle Radford.
It really is great hair.
The Brit with a permit to hit, Lindsay Kell.
The queen is dead. Long live the queen.
And the fast-talking, fist-clocking Hal Upland.
See, I can wrestle and be an announcer.
Get ready for Tights and Fights.
Listen every Saturday or face the pain.
Find us on Maximum Fun. Now ring the bell.
Hey, when you listen to podcasts, it really just comes down to whether or not you like the sound of everyone's voices. My voice is one of the sounds you'll hear on the podcast Dr. Game Show, and this is the voice of co-host and fearless leader Joe Firestone.
This is a podcast where we play games submitted by listeners, and we play them with callers over Zoom we've never spoken to in our lives. So that is basically the concept of the show. Pretty chill.
So take it or leave it, bucko. And here's what some of the listeners have to say.
It's funny, wholesome, and it never fails to make me smile.
I just started listening and I'm already binging it. I haven't laughed this hard in ages. I wish I'd discovered it sooner.
You can find Dr. Game Show on MaximumFun.org.
We got one more downtime activity. What are y'all interested in?
I imagine we all need to relieve some stress. I certainly do. I am pretty freaking stressed out. But I went first last time, so I can wait on that.
Well, Emmerich has no stress.
Really? How is that fucking possible?
Well, the two things that he did
Oh, we're
remember
freebies.
That's the thing about foresight.
Yeah, cool.
Freebies with no stress. And he's done the healing. I think I want Emmerich to finish his long-term project.
The fighting game?
Because that dovetails. Yeah, the fighting game. Okay. I think that dovetails with what he was just expressing
sure.
about.
And I had a good name.
Can
for
we
that.
Take
what
some
was
steps?
It called? You remember that?
Bring DeRuckus.
Bring DeRuckus. Oh, really?
Bring so DeRuckus fighting yeah, game.
I guess we didn't have a good name for it. Okay. My mistake. All right. Dad, let's see here. We're going to work on a long-term project. We're going to have you roll one of your actions.
Well, I would think it'd be Tinker, wouldn't you? Not sure. Okay, so roll Tinker. I got 3 in Tinker. Okay. That's just a straight roll.
That's just a straight roll, correct. Whatever that means. Yeah.
And that would be controlled?
It's just there's none of those factors.
Okay. 2, 4, 1.
You know, you lucky so-and-so, I think. Okay, with 4, you get 2 segments. So.
That finishes.
Your machine is done. This machine that is called Bring DeRuckus is now a part of the Darkade. That's just what I call it, your arcade of experiences. I'm going to clear this off. Dad, what benefit do you think is, like, you've gotten this fighting game done. What's the benefit of this from your perspective in terms of this game we're doing?
I think it would be good as an attraction in whatever it is, because we were going to have this arcade as our main function, although I think it has become almost like a cover.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't really taken any steps to reopening Poppy's Place as whatever it is that we envisioned when we first started out.
Okay.
So this kind of lends toward that. But I would also think that a fighting game would aid Beef in training. And maybe it would aid all 3 of us in training.
I think we could probably set it up to where this becomes a consistent benefit. Like, this is part of your layer, right? So this is what I'm thinking about from, like, as we're advancing stuff like in along the layer map. Like, this is stuff, like, if you wanted to add, like,
you know, we could take prowess training. Which
yeah,
means
that's
that
what
if,
I was thinking.
If any of us use our downtime activity to train prowess, we get 2 experience points instead of 1.
Would that be prowess?
We already have that
though?
In resolve.
Like, yeah, because prowl, skirmish, wreck, and finesse are all in there. All of those.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Could be considered elements of a fighting game.
Yeah, I kind of like that actually. So we'll have this as a thing. What I was going to say is, if you at some point want to start to establish this as a source of income, I think we could definitely do that as like I think it would be a long-term project to set it up. But I think if you guys wanted to set up the I think you have enough stuff here now that if you wanted to set up the arcade as like renewable income that's coming in regularly, regardless of what's going on with like missions and stuff, I think we could do that. I think it'd be interesting to do at some point if we wanted to. But just putting it in your head there so we can sort of like gamify this arcade aspect.
Yeah, and not just say we open the arcade.
Yeah, it's got to be, sure. You got to build, because it's got to be undercover, right? So that's why I'm thinking long term is like spreading the word a little bit more covertly. Okay. And Griffin has the expertise that he'll need to get people. I was thinking about it, Griffin, with your knowledge, you will also be able to make it easier to get people in and out of this arcade without it causing as much commotion. You'll be able that this is maybe a bit more discreet of an entertainment because you do have that knowledge of how to get people in and out a little bit slicker.
Okay. And I think that Beef had a lot of input in helping design the Bring DeRuckus fighting game in the fact that I think that Emmerich used a lot of old footage, you know, of his matches and his fights to kind of.
He's an arm wrestler. Sort of like just remind me, he was a professional arm wrestler.
Yeah.
Right.
So some of his,
but I mean, your last name is Punchley.
That's true. I mean, you can't fault him on that, Trav.
I mean, I guess that's Slamley. True.
Beef Slamley would be pretty cool. Is it too late to change?
Yeah,
your name
is it too late?
No, you can change it whenever you want. Cool. If you feel like a Beef Slamley,
but it's an alias.
Sure, or not. It's like whatever is up to you. okay, Dad, you got your. Can you tell me what the machine looks like, just so we can have it in our heads?
Well. I think, it kind of hinges on our payoff. To Emmerich's way of thinking, we got away with all three of the soccer ball sized prisms, which are really effective at completing structures. So I would say when you activate, Bring to Ruckus fighting game, it's not just all of a sudden an opponent pops up, but it's like you're in some kind of arena with stands and cool. and fans all around, creates a virtual reality kind of deal. So that, and that's malleable. I mean, if you want to fight in, you know, the Colosseum, you're fighting in the Colosseum and all that other stuff. And it, so it kind of creates an environment and an opponent and determines the, you know, what you're going to do.
When you, Emmerich, when you went to go work on that machine, you opened the access panel of this ongoing project. And when you open it, there were just 12 suites in there, like just 12 suites within the machine, which you can only imagine is your payoff from Kinchel.
Oh, okay.
Let's divvy that up.
Yep.
Fellows?
Hell yes.
Look.
My assets are not very liquid right now, so this is excellent news for me.
I have to remember how stash works. Hold on. Can we, Justin, what yeah. can we use sweets to buy?
Whatever your mind conceives of. This is all pretend.
Excellent.
Wait, unless it's... Unless,
yeah, I'm looking. Hold on.
Like, what are you, what kind of thing are you thinking? I mean...
Well, at this point,
we already have a bazooka.
You have a bazooka.
No.
You have a bazooka, a fighting game?
What I mean is that at this point, I have in my possession 3 coin and 2 in my stash, and our crew has 4 coin. And I'm wondering if we should attempt to spend that coin to grow our.
We have to level up our rep.
I see.
In order to do that.
Okay.
I would also say that if you guys want to do something like that at some point, I think if you would talk, figure out what that looks like away from the prying ears of our listeners so as not to waste their time on things that are too mechanical. But I think we could definitely do that at some point.
Okay, I'm going to, as I said, my pockets are quite full. So if we split this up 3 ways, right? I'm going to put...
Sorry, guys. I hate to interrupt, but Joe Biden just texted me that he's running for president, if you could believe that.
No way!
Yeah, he texted me first. He wanted me to know first.
Was there a question mark in there, Justin? Is he asking what you think he should do?
Hey, he didn't fucking text me.
Yeah, he said, oh, at the end it says tell Griff.
Oh, no, he FaceTimed me and I missed it. Fuck. He's going to be so mad. He's always so kind of, if I may, a little bitchy whenever I miss his calls. Oh, boy. I'm going to fill up to 4 and then put 3 in my stash. Which brings me up to 5 stash.
Didn't we in the past put, do we have a mutual stash?
No. We call it a mutual fund. You have a mutual fund.
We've shortened we've shortened it just to mustache.
Mustache.
No.
Oh, I have a mustache.
No, you have so each player has a stash that is their money to rely on when they retire. Right. Then our crew has the option to do vaults, but I believe a vault has to be purchased.
Yeah.
As part of like turf and special stuff.
You can also pull money out of your stash at a rate of 2 to 1.
Okay.
I'm going to look and see how we...
I think if we're in this for the long term, maybe we ought to think of investing in a vault. And Emmerich, who has very few, you know, needs along those lines, I think would be happy to look into obtaining a vault for the crew.
Well, we have to do crew upgrades to do that.
Yeah. You got to advance her.
And we can, I don't think we can just do it.
Okay. No.
I'm looking at the book.
Oh my gosh, here he goes.
I know, can you believe it? 94, 95, 99.
While Griff, do you have an idea about a downtime activity? Maybe Travis can read up on that while...
Yeah, I'm going to swing by the future as you.
Okay.
Is the future as you at a point where, like, people are coming to it? Because we've invested a lot of time in kind of like...
Well, that's been that's kind of your choice, I think. That it could definitely be, I think, you know, it's all yours. So if you'd like to relocate it to... I mean, we didn't set it up in the arcade, I don't think, right? It's just somewhere...
I mean, I was sort of thinking about it as a secondary...
Sure, like location. A hangout in the buttercream. That's totally fine. But that is what its function has been, as I understood it. If you want to shift that function to something else or whatever, like, I mean, whatever y'all want to do, we can do it. But it could, you know, it's definitely at that point. Right now, I think of it as sort of like in that Rock of Fire Explosion documentary, the one dude that has the animatronic band that is the Rock of Fire Explosion just like set up in a room in his house. You know what I mean? It's like pristine, but it's like quite an indulgence to this.
Well, how about this? I think it has attracted some like hardcore steeplechase historians.
Okay.
Like super, super fans.
Okay.
So maybe when I show up this time, I am not alone.
Okay.
I leave that to you to decide who that is.
Oh, you're just going to voice that on me. Hold on. Give me a second. Okay. Okay. This will be fun. Sure. Why not? Okay. You walk into the future as you, and you see the dad, animatronic, look up.
Well, hey, sport. What brings you in? I was just talking to your brothers here.
And you see a saxophone and paper towel. Two great characters who kind of nod at you.
They were just telling me about this game. Not Knockers, is it, that they play? Fascinating stuff. We've come a long way since Jax when I was a young man.
Yeah, sorry, Papa. One second. Can I help the two of you with something?
Yeah, it's just a quiet place to play Knockers.
That was saxophone.
Obviously. Are you sure?
It's a quiet place to play Knockers away from prying eyes.
Does this game require secrecy?
No, I like to see the robot watch.
Okay, well, this is sort of a private establishment.
There is no lock on this door.
No, I mean, that's sort of antithetical to the spirit of the future, as you, I suppose.
Pass 5.
That was him talking to Paper Towel. Paper Towel knocks on the table twice.
Okay. I just got the text from Joe Biden.
Okay.
So there was a slight delay.
Maybe
a little bottleneck.
Weird that weird that the telecoms would get hung up on the 3 blocks from his house to your house, huh? Weird. Okay.
So I guess mine should be coming any minute now.
Any second now.
Okay. Well,
I got a text from Ralph Nader. What?
Oh, no.
Holy shit. I mean, I guess the door is always open at the future is you. Just, you know, maybe don't spread word around to all of your lousy friends that this is a cool hang spot for games with... unfortunate names.
Beef comes backing through the door. All right, guys, pizza rolls are ready. Did you deal me in? I'm in, right?
Oh,
yeah. Hey. Yes.
And then you see a saxophone hand an empty glass to you, Montrose.
I'm also, you're out of Diet Shasta.
Oh, my apologies. That'll be one sweet, please.
Okay. Griffin, do you want to try to relieve your vice while you're here? Or do you feel like you need to get him out before you can do your dark relieve your stress, I mean, by indulging in your vice? Can you still do that with him here?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, no. Does it make it better? Weirdo. Gosh, Griff.
Hey, we don't vice shame here.
We don't vice shame here on this show.
I say, well, I'm just going to keep tidying up. You all don't let me interrupt your good time. And I walk over to the kitchen where I guess the top half of Mama is sort of working. Hey, Mama, I got pretty banged up this time. I know you said to take care of myself, but, well, it was an unfortunate workplace mishap.
Oh, you poor baby. Let me get the Matura Probe.
Oh, no, it stings my boo-boos so bad.
Oh, Mama. Maybe a sweet mood from Mama will help.
Yeah, that sounds nice. I guess I hoist my
leg up. There's my little table. Soldier!
Right here, Mama. All right, I'm gonna roll. Lowest stat? Is that it?
You can just click indulge vice, Griffin.
The fact that she wanted her voice to sound like this is the most important fact in the entire narrative, and you guys are missing it. It's right there. All the clues are right in front of you. It's so narratively important that she sounds like that.
Mama is shrewd.
Mama, why does your voice sound
No,
like
Mama,
this?
Okay, there's just different. I want to make this really clear to all the conspiracy theorists. Mama and Deep Dark are not in any way connected.
That's what he would say.
No. Deep Dark is shrewd.
I do want to say, though, a little bit disappointed that I managed to find a character that was half Shrek and half Batman, and I feel like the whole podcast should have shifted to be about that.
Right. It will. But you say it has to be organic.
That's true.
I got a six, so, and I had seven stress, so I'm going to stop there.
Perfect.
And
very relaxing.
I am all done.
So it wasn't just a fun goof. Beef has rolled in to play knockers with the two fellows to clear his vice.
Nice.
As well, a little gambling. It's good for the soul. Now I only have five stress, so there is a risk here.
And you're playing for pizza rolls.
And we're playing for pizza rolls, as is the buttercream standard. Ah, okay. Four.
Okay, that's so, not bad.
We'll clear down.
You only have five stress, Trav. That's amazing.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Ah, four.
Ah, that was my pleased ah.
Yes. That was meant to be a good ah. So also, I looked it up. Crew advancement, I believe, happens now. So we will look at the marking the XP. At the end of each session, mark XP. Did we execute a successful smuggling or acquire new clients or contraband sources? I would say yes, we did a successful smuggling. We contend with challenges above your current station. Does feel like we did that, didn't it?
Wait, what are we doing right now?
The crew advancement, crew XP.
Oh, I want to. Can I take a second before we get into that?
Sure.
I want to take another action by spinning a sweet.
Oh.
I think looking at these dudes playing games in the future as you, yeah, I feel like that sort of enterprising, entrepreneurial spirit that Montrose is endowed with sees an opportunity to actually make this a thing, make this a sort of underground gambling hall or gaming hall. And so I would like to start a long-term project. Maybe it's just a sort of street team. How about this? I say, okay, belay my last order. I want you to tell all of your stinky friends that the future is you is a chill place to come, hang, and roll
lay knockers.
Roll some bones.
Of course, that I will expect a certain amount of compensation, maybe a house cut. We can talk about that afterwards. But I think this is, I think the future can be whatever we want it to be.
The future is you, Stabin.
Nope.
I like what he said.
I don't like Dad talking, trying to use my voice. It feels.
I got to stop doing that. Sorry.
I think the future is lucrative, is what it is, and y'all can be on the ground floor then. How many clock pieces you think?
Eight.
Eight.
Yeah, I mean, if Dad's one thing, one machine was four, I think that, yeah, it's going to be eight.
Okay, well, you think consort is the skill here?
That makes sense, yes.
Justin, I would like to posit that okay. I think I should be able to give Griffin a bonus dice because I have a plus one reputation with the gamblers.
Oh, that's, I mean, yeah, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
I like it.
Oh, good one, Trav.
That's very good. Good. Okay. I mean, for an 8 o'clock. All right. Risky. I mean, this doesn't matter.
Just roll the dice. Just roll it.
I would like to pretend before you do that Emmerich is going to help by staying out of it and not fucking it up.
Okay, that's great. Ooh, yeah, absolutely.
That's really
Dad.
Cool. All right, here we go.
Granted.
Six.
And a three and a three. But then
the six is the important thing. Okay, beautiful. That means that with a six, we're going to clear three of those segments. Good job, Griff.
Great.
Nice.
Now let me adjust the layer.
Dad, do you still have a downtime activity to do, or did you do yours?
The only thing I have left to do is playbook advancement.
I do want to do crew advancement together because I think it requires some agreement on Justin's part.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree.
So we executed a successful smuggling. So that's one tick.
Now, is there a sheet we should be clicked on to look at?
I'm handling it on Travis the crew mode character sheet. Justin, would you say that this job was a challenge above our current station?
Sure, absolutely.
We bolstered.
You added two ticks. You added two ticks for the successful smuggling, right?
Because we smuggled what and what?
No. You earned two rep per score by default.
Oh yeah, you should have gotten two rep just for being yourselves.
Okay, great.
If the target of the score is higher tier, then you take plus one rep per tier higher.
Okay, we did that.
What do you think, Juice?
They were probably plus two. Ephemera is old and well connected.
Okay, and we're tier one, so we get one extra rep.
Okay,
so
did that.
Three rep.
Did we bolster our crew's reputation or develop a new one?
I would say no, right? On that one thing, probably not, right?
I would say that would be the opposite of whatever heat is. Yeah. Don't you think?
Yeah, but you got, I mean, if you guys are going to take heat for that, I don't think you should, I mean, do you feel like you bolstered your crew's reputation? I mean, arguable.
If you take heat, you would.
I'm not
bolster
seeing
your reputation.
Bolster your crew's reputation.
I'm looking at the crew sheet, and where it says mark XP, crew advancement.
Oh, you're doing XP, Trav. XP and rep are different things.
Yes, so I'm doing the XP.
Then you don't mark plus two.
Yeah, I fixed it. I had only raised it one more for the part two, so we're at the right number.
Okay.
Have you touched rep?
No, I have not touched rep.
Okay, I'm going to add three rep then.
Okay, yes.
Cool. We only need four more to advance ourselves.
To get more turf.
So the only last one, if we didn't raise the reputation, then it's express the goals, drives, inner conflict, or essential nature of the crew.
We need to be doing that after every session, by the way. It's not after each heist.
Oh, okay. I would argue that Griffin using a rocket launcher does express a lot of inner conflict between his recklessness and my softness. But I'll leave that up to Justin.
What specifically?
Well, it says express the goals, drives, inner conflict, or essential nature of the crew. In crew, in XP.
I think that's fair. Yes, the essential nature of the crew, absolutely.
Okay, great. Because it did work out of, like, me trying to clear the place before it exploded, and Montrose not seemingly to be especially worried about that. Okay, great. So that's done. Griffin, you did the rep?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Entanglements, I believe, is next.
Were you going to do the vault, or are we not at a point where...
Well, we didn't level up. We have to... crew advancement has to fill up before we can do the vault.
And where are we at in crew advancement?
We need two more XP. But we can figure that out, as Griffin pointed out, we can do that at the end of session.
Sure.
You finish rapping about this and finish talking through what you
hey,
just
guys,
did.
Good rap sesh.
Good rap sesh. And you hear a scream from the direction of... the prize pantry.
What kind of scream? Can you do it?
It's one person screaming like they're terrified, and then they're joined by other voices as you listen.
I'm gonna cautiously look.
Yeah.
Well, it's not next to you. Like it's
no. Like I'll make my way over cautiously.
Okay, so you're gonna go outside and go look. You see a sort of a press of people heading towards the prize palace, and there seems to be some sort of commotion over there. This is weird because at this time that this conversation was happening, this would have been after the prize palace was shut down. But you see what looked to be like, rather than the themed lighting that you would normally see at prize palace, you see like big bright work lights switched on.
So is this after hours?
Yeah.
Is there still okay?
But you do see people with the commotion there. You see people heading over to see what's happening.
Yeah, I'm going to head over that way, too.
Okay. What about you? Let's just say you're all three. Like, you were just talking, right?
Yeah.
Right.
As you walk up, the crowd seems to be heading back a little bit. You notice that the front door is actually locked. They're not able to get in. The lights are on, but the front door is locked.
Are there windows we can look in?
Yes, they're the windows, but because of the work lighting that's switched on outside, you're not able to get a great look inside. Though there does seem to be some commotion within there.
So we can hear the commotion inside. The door is locked.
Yeah.
And
you hear a couple people yell help.
Okay, I'm going to throw my shoulder into the door.
Okay, give me a... what do you call this? Wreck.
That'd be wreck.
Yeah. Wreck, you think?
Yeah.
Wreck? Risky? Controlled?
Controlled. Standard.
Is this our entanglement, by the way?
That's a six, baby.
A six.
Six.
That's beautiful. Yeah. Okay. Trav, you smash open the door, which sends a flood of light onto this scene. There's two people that are clearly like sanitation workers that had been straightening up, cleaning up within the prize pantry. And as you open the door, the light from outside spills into the room. The first thing you notice is the blood. There's so much blood. When you follow the trail with your eyes, you notice that the outside lights are now falling onto the lifeless eyes of Sticky Fingers Paul Pantry.
Holy shit. CPR. Does anyone know CPR?
I hold Montrose back.
Scoop all the blood back into him.
That is not how it works. And listen, I have read enough mystery books. Do not contaminate the scene.
Call Stoker Spoker. Tell her to use her wax to gummy up all his wounds.
He's dead, Montrose.
Is he dead?
He's dead. Need to establish that.
He's dead. Oh.
We've established that.
Okay. I mean, I said his eyes were lifeless, so you can go check him out if you want to.
Nope.
This is unfortunate, but we need to not entangle ourselves in this particular... Okay. Well, you did just smash open the door.
Are the sanitation workers inside here?
Yes, they were the one. They were cleaning. That front door was locked. They were cleaning. This is what you are able to pick up from when they start babbling about. They were cleaning when they found the body there, sort of like the middle of the show floor. Just as soon as you see the body, though, that you are cleared out from the building. You're removed forcibly by the customer experience team, who seems to be wanting to put the lid on this very quickly. So they shuffle you back towards the arcade.
Before that happens, do we have any time to do survey rolls?
Like while you're there, at the scene?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
I would like us to all three do survey rolls.
Yeah, I won't let you do that.
Yeah, there's bad things that happen if you fuck up rolls in this game, so...
Whichever one of us is best at it, then.
I have one.
I have zero.
I have two in study.
Mm. No, I think this is survey, right? Because we're just, like, taking a look. We don't have time to, like, investigate fully.
Okay. Yeah, I got zero in
survey. All right, I'll do it. Here we go. What's the position here?
I want to say it's risky because you really only have the one shot, but it is standard.
Okay.
Do any of you guys want to help?
Yes, I do. I'm going to shine a flashlight, pop out a flashlight, and point it in there so you can get a better look.
Okay.
Can I use foresight to help him?
I don't know.
Would that count against the next mission? No, this isn't a score. I can't use foresight.
Okay, yeah. So I'll pop it out, and I'll take some stress.
Okay.
Here I go. 3 and a 4.
4.
Mixed success.
Mixed success. All right, so with a mixed success, you are not able to discern much. There's not much time. The thing you do notice, Griff, or Montrose, if you prefer, is the knife buried into the chest of Sticky Finger's Small Pantry. It tickles something in your memory, but you're not sure what. So you're cleared away, things are on lockdown pretty quickly. You see security sort of, and you know that they are security. They are dressed like old-timey Pinkertons, and they're keeping people in their rooms. And the next morning, you get an alert that all staff are to report to Whittle Around for an impromptu meeting.
I guess that is us, because we work here.
Yes, that's correct.
By the strictest definition of the law, we are employees of Steeplechase.
You all get to Whittle Around, and you are among the later ones to arrive. You've had a rough few days, so you were a little bit late to this, but you see a large crowd of people, and you manage to push up a little bit closer to the front. And there, at the front of the crowd, you see Kinchel Denton.
Listen, guys, I'm not going to waste a bunch of your time. I know we have to kick this day off, and I know that is going to be difficult for a lot of you. I mean, this is fucked up. We can all agree on this, right? And this is a first here, and I think it's maybe a... I'm really sorry that this happened. It should never, this should never be allowed to take place in a place like this. So I'm sorry on behalf of the management, I guess, there have been some errors on that side of things. Let's just leave it at that. But I want you all to know that we have apprehended, after reviewing the footage, we have apprehended the murderer. We haven't figured out what the motive is yet, but it is, I want you all to know that you will be safe. And it is that point that you look over and see two security guards not attempting to be themed at all. These are bad boys. And they, by the shoulders, are holding a woman who looks up, and you realize for the first time that it's Gravel.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture. Artist owned. Audience supported.